In remarks at a discussion organized by the Catholic Bishops Social Communications Commission on whether Zimbabwe could be better off without the US currency, Muguti said the interventions by the central bank should have been done after consultations with all stakeholders. The RBZ announced a raft of measures to revive the economy, which include, among other issues, daily cash withdrawal limits, the introduction of bond notes, and use of plastic money. But depositors and industry have come out strongly against the measures, in particular the introduction of bond notes. Muguti said they have all the reasons to be skeptical about these new measures.
While the government is making frantic efforts to dismiss the fears by the depositors and investors, the situation on the ground shows that the people have lost trust and confidence. That people have lost trust and confidence in the economic policy, and also they've lost trust in the credibility of the policies that you're coming up with.
He said the people's fears are reasonable given the past experiences where many of them are poorer today as a result of government policies.
Many are in their poverty state today because they did not recover from that backstab that they experienced. And today when you ask them, just continue to look forward. No, they will look backwards because they know that somebody can come from the back and stab me again. So this is the reason why people are very careful. And also maybe this is the reason why people are saying, I would rather go and take out my $500 and keep it with me.
But Barclays Bank Zimbabwe Managing Director George Gwamatanga said the interventions by the central bank are welcome given the indiscipline by depositors, banks and other players. He said if not properly applied as was happening in Zimbabwe, the US dollar could be harmful to the economy. Gwamatanga said putting daily withdrawal limits at 1,000 per day was unrealistic given that the average monthly salary in Zimbabwe was $374.
I actually think that a weekly withdrawal limit of 500 would be adequate for day-to-day transacting. I think it would be.
Gwamatanga admitted that the cost of using plastic money and real-time gross settlement or RTGS was too high. He urged fellow bankers to revise their charges to encourage the banking public to use plastic money and RTGS. He added that Zimbabwe over-opened its economy when it dollarized in 2009 by allowing everyone to use foreign currency, even for local services. Gwamatanga said, in light of the rampant abuse of the US dollar, the RBZ's new policy measures are welcome.
We need to find a means of transacting, a means of payment which doesn't get abused. The US dollar as a means for local transaction, as a means for transacting here in Zimbabwe, has been abused. And there's absolutely no way as an economy we can sustain it. Let's be honest with each other.
RBZ Governor John Manguya said it was good that some bankers supported these measures and would consider their proposals to lower the daily withdrawal limits and charges. Despite the 1,000 daily withdrawal limits, banks have set limits at between $200 and $400 due to the cash crunch. Gwamatanga suggested a weekly $500 withdrawal limit. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.